Malchusdaf Mem Lamed Beis. Malchusdaf Lamed Beis, as we continue on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, four lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Chelbo. We are deep into Halachas of Stam, Halachas of writing Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzahs. We got into this, if you remember, from the Mishnah about the Parshas of the Mezuzah not being Ma'akev each, being Ma'akev each other. That was how the Mishnah started off earlier on Daf Chav Ches Amed Aleph. The Mishnah said, Dalet Parshas Shebet Tefillin or Ma'akev Zedzeh, and the two parshiyos of the mezuzah are ma'akev zezah, afilu ksav echad ma'akvan. So once that line came up, this is where the Gemara talks all about the halachas of stam. So the Gemara says four lines from the bottom, alam and alaf on the base. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, chazina le l'Rav Huna, the karech la me'echad klapi shma. First halacha, I saw Rav Huna when he used to roll the mezuzah. He used to go from echad klapi shma, meaning roll it from end to beginning. So when you open it, you get to the beginning first, right? At the beginning, from Echad, means from the end of, Echad is the last line of the, last word of the first paragraph, even though Al Ha'aretz is really the end of the Parsha in the Mezuzah, but Parshas means that he go from the end to the beginning. And also, Va'osa Parshios Stumos. And I also saw him make the Parshios Stumos. I saw which part, those, there's only one Parsha in the, in Mezuzah. Right, this Shema and Vahaya. So he used to make that Sasam. What exactly does Sasam mean? So that is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. What exactly is the definition of Stumos? First, the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah. We haven't had a chance to talk about this in the past. The Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Tefillin, actually he calls it Tefillin, Mezuzah, V'Sefer Torah. Interesting order, why that is. First, the Rambam talks about Hilchos Tefillin, and then he talks about Mezuzah. And then after he talks about Mezuzah, he gets into, that's in Perek Hey and Perek Vav, and then Perek Zayin starts talking about Sefer Torah. That's a separate question why that is the order. Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Tzitzis. Maybe just because that's the way it's written in the Torah. That's the easiest. Tefillin is the first one, Parshas Bo, Mezuzah is later on, and Ksiva Sefer Torah is all the way at the end. Well, it might be some more conceptual behind it. Says the Rambam in Paraches, Parsha Psucha Yesh Lashdei Tzurah. There are two types of Psuchas that one can write. Im Gamar Be'emsa Hashita Meiniach Shar Hashita Panui U'masra LaParsha Shi Psucha Mitchilas Hashita Hashniya. If you finish writing a Parsha, the previous Parsha, the middle of a line, so then you could just leave the rest of the line blank and start the next Parsha, which will be called Psucha at the beginning of the next line. Could go in Zeh. And he has a picture of what it is. You write the beginning of half of the line, and then you leave the rest empty, and then you write the next line. That's the Rambam. So you can look up the picture, feel free, those listening. But Med Rambam Urim, when does this work as a psucha? Shenisha Menashita Reva Kashish Teoshosios. As long as there are nine, there's a nine letter gap on the rest of the line, that is okay. Avalam lo nishar ela ma'at, but if there's only a little bit left, oh im gamar besof hashita pshita shniya kula pnuya below ksav umaskal haparsha psucha mitchilas shita shlishes kigon zeh. Says the Rambam, what if you don't have, sometimes it comes out, what if you don't have a nine-letter space at the end of the line? So what you do is, if you have three spaces left, four spaces left, you leave the entire next line empty. You skip a line, and then you write the psucha at the beginning of the next line. That's the Rambam's definition of what psucha is. If you have nine-letter space left at the end of the line, then you just write the beginning of the next line. If you have less than nine letters, then you skip an entire line, and you write at the beginning of the line. According to the Rambam, what is psucha? It must start at the beginning of a line. That's the Rambam Shita. A psucha must start at the beginning of a line, depending on how much space there was in the previous line, that will determine whether you can start on the next line or you have to skip a line. That's the Rambam's psucha.
That's the beginning of the psucha.
That's the beginning of the psucha. No, the end of the psucha just determines whatever the following parsha is. Psucha or stuma determines what the previous parsha is. That's the psucha or stuma. If it's neither, like the beginning of parsha's Vayechi, right, that's more than stuma. And the stuma is less than nine letters. But if it's just that's the next word, you only have a space of one letter, which we learned on Friday, that's all you need in between the words. And then the Rambam says, Uparsha stuma, yesh la shalosh tsuros, and a stuma has three tsuros. Im gamar be'emsa shita, meniach revach kishir, umascha lichto besofa shita, mitchilas aparsha shi stuma. If you finish with enough space So then you just leave space and you continue writing towards the end of the line. Ad sheyimsa harevach beemsa could go and say, you just write two, like two halves, and you have a little space in between. That second one's a stuma. And if there's not enough, let's say you finish two before two letters at the end of the line. So what you do is you leave a little bit open at the beginning of the next line. And then you indent a little bit and you start the stuma at the beginning of the second line. That's what's like this picture. And then Ivim Gamar Besof Shita. What if you finish at the end of the line Mamish? So then Maniach, then you leave open at the beginning of the next line and you write the stuma. So that's stumas and psuchas. The ikar according to the Rambam is that a psucha is always at the beginning of the line. The Rambam continues and says, Sefer Sheinu Muka Bemali Vachaser, Efshal Asakar Lagio. If you're missing a molly and a chaser, you can fix it. Avalim ta berevach aparshios, the cause of stuma psucha, psucha stuma. If one messes up with the stumas and the psuchos, o shehifsik berevach vihiniach panui b'makom she'ein bo parsha, o shekaz of kedarka v'lo hifsik berevach b'makom aparsha. Basically, if one messed up, hare ze pasal. Ve'ein lo takana elo esalik es kol hadaf she'tavo. Psuchas and stumos are ma'akev b'di'eved. There's nothing to talk about. And then the Rambam adds, interesting historical note. Ulufi shera'isi shibush gadol b'chol ha'svarim. Shera'isi b'dvarim elu. Because I've seen a lot of mistakes in a lot of svarim, says the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. V'chein ba'alei ha'mesores shekosvin u'mechabrin lohodiyah ha'stumos v'psuchos nechlokin b'dvarim. And because I've seen people who wrote, what are the psuchos, what are the stumos, and see there's a machlokas, ilu ke machlokas asfarim shesomchen aleyen, reisi lichtov, hine, kol aparshias batoras, stuchos, stumos upsuchos. The Rambam goes through the list of every pasuach v'sasum. This is the end of Perek Ches, in Sefer Torah. Psuchos v'tsuros ashiros, kedilasakin aleyen, kol asfarim ulhage mehan. Look at this, and you'll be able to check your Sifrei Torah based on what I write. And then he adds, V'sefer she'samachnu alav advar bedvarim elu hu ha'sefer ha'yadua b'mitzrayim. What sefer did I use to check? It's the known sefer in Egypt, shu kolel arba'a v'esrim svarim shahaya b'Yerushalayim mikamashanim. It's the Tanakh that was in Yerushalayim for many years. He's referring to the Aleppo Codex, which is now by the Dead Sea Scrolls. In the same building over there, it's the Mamish. That sefer, that one that we're looking at, is what the Rambam looked at. Because we know it went from Yerushalayim, and then it went down to Egypt, and it went to Fez, wherever, all the places. That's what the Rambam's talking about here. He used that Tanakh to figure out the sumos and the psuchos. Va'alav hayu akol somchin l'fishi giyu ben asher v'dik. How many names of non gaonim get into the Mishnah Torah? Talks about Ben Asher, the one who edited the Aleppo Codex. Could be the only one. V'diktik bo shanim v'higiyu pa'amim rabos k'mo she'etiku v'alav samachti b'sefer Torah she'kasafti kelchaso. I relied on that Codex in order to do it. Then he quotes all the psuchas. It's all psuchas. Fascinating. Next time you're in the Dead Sea Scroll Museum, you can check it out. And then he quotes the Bekesavish just quotes here. Why did the Rambam, the first pasuach should be Bracious, no? He doesn't quote Bracious as a psuach. It must be that he leaves out all the beginning of Svarim. Those count, but those are a separate category of psuchos. Anyway, that's the Rambam Shita. Again, Sof Maisa, what do we all like the Rambam? The Rambam says pasuach is at the beginning of lines. That is what the Rambam says. You look at the Rush. The Rush argues. Where's the Rush? The Rush is in the back of the Gemara. The Rush right here. In the back of Menachos, we haven't referred to this yet until now. Back of Menachos, you have the Rush, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Hilchas Mezuzah, Hilchas Tefillin. They're called Halachas Ketanah, so the Rush. Right here, the Rush didn't write on the rest of Menachos because it's not Lamaisa. But he wrote here. So in Hilchas Sefer Torah, he quotes the Rambam and he argues. And he argues. He said you could have a Pasuach even not at the beginning of a line. That's number one. The Rambam argues. There are two machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Number one is right here. The Rambam says, the Rush says you can have a pasuach, as long as you leave the right space, the nine letters, you can have a pasuach even not at the beginning of a line. Number two says the Rush, if you leave a line space totally, like the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? If you finish less than nine letters towards the end of the line, you have to skip a line and then write at the beginning of the next line. Says the Rush, space is nothing. Space is not going to help you. It's just like you left space, but it's not significant in halacha that we would say, oh, you left the whole line and you started the next line. The Rush quotes both of those problems with the Rambam. And therefore, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, in Simon Reish Ayin Hey. The Shulchan Aruch says Betsuras Psucha Vitsura Stuma Yesh Machlokes Ben Haramam Vaharash. The Shulchan Aruch says just in case you didn't look it up, it's a Machlokes. V'yare Shemayim Yatze Yedei Kulam. Once in a while, the Shulchan Aruch says B'yose both of them and V'yase Be'inyin She, and you do it in the way that you can be a Psucha according to both. So how do you get a Psucha according to both? First of all, you got to always start at the beginning of a line. Because the Rambam says you have to start a psuach at the beginning of a line. But how will you yotze the rush? So according to the rush, if you never finish a line more than 9 letters away from the end. Because then the rush would say you should write that at the end of the line. Says the Shulchan Aruch, try not to do that. Because then you'll be yotze the rush and the Rambam. V'yase b'inyin sheb'parsha psucha yisayin parsha shlofaneha be'emsa shita v'yishtayar b'sofa chalak k'dei tisha osios v'yaske luchto b'rosh shita shatachteha. Either finish exactly 9 and then you start at the beginning. Ubaparsha stuma, tamid yisayim parsha shlofaneha betchila shita, v'yaniach chalak k'dei tisha osios v'yaske luchto b'sofa osha shita. And stumos always leave room to start towards the end of the line. V'lo yishayna lasa sura acheres v'lo tzuch v'lo stuma ubahachi avikasher bein la'rambam bein la'harash. Shulchan Aruch says try to do both. The Rama adds v'im lo yuchal l'chavin b'kach lo yosir midivrei harambam. If you can't be so exact, says the Rosh, follow the Rambam. Ki alav samchu ha'achronim, v'kasvu shedvarav heim ikar, umekom makom. If you find a Sefer Torah that's not k'suba l'fi dvarav, ein l'posla. Ki yish gedolim sheyish lam svaras acheres bazeh. Don't postle it if you find a Sefer not like the Rambam, but you should try to go like the Rambam. Doesn't matter, says the Shachneo, doesn't matter if you find differences between Shinui, Bitsuras, Psuchos, or Stumos, or you find one Pasuach that the Rambam did not list in his list, that you don't have to postle with the Yevet, because there are other Sfarim out there. Even if you don't know anybody who argues in the Rambam, there could be somebody who argues. Okay, that is some of the halachas in Simen, Reish, Ayin, Hey. Weiter. So the Shulchan Aruch says, we ran one line. That was the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, there Rabbi Chel bo saw Rav Huna, that he used to wrap his mezuzah, rolling it from end to beginning, and he made the Parshios Stumos. He made the second Parsha of Vahaya Im Shamoa as a Stuma. Meisvei. Is this really correct? Amr Shimon Elazar, Remeir Haya Kosva al Duchsustis, Kamin Daf, Vaose Revach Milamala, the Revach Milamata. Rav Shimon Elazar says that he saw Rabbi Meir write on Duchsustis, Kamin Daf. What does Kamin Daf mean? Rashi says, bottom, Kamin Amud Shebisvarim Arucha Viksara, used to write the columns, and he used to leave space above and space below, Revach Milamala, Revach Milamata, Vaose Parshioseha, Psuchos. And he used to leave them psuchos. He's talking about mezuzah here. He used to write the mezuzah, and he used to write the parshios psuchos. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar quotes that. Amarti lo. And I asked him, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Matam, why do you write Shema in Vahaya? Why do you write Vahaya as a pasuach? Amar li, right, what's behind the problem? Because if you look in the Torah, Vahaya im Shemoa is a sasum. So, why do you write a pasuach? Answers Rabbi Meir, Ho'ol vein smuchos ben Torah. Because Shema and Vahaya aren't together in the Torah. So you're right, it might be samuch to the parsha that is written before, but these two parshas they have in the mezuzah are far away from each other. So to signify and reflect that, I write it as a pasuach. V'yomer of Chananel, Amar Rav, Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. My love, apsuchos. Isn't that referring to the fact that Rav Meir wrote his tefillin on Kamin Daf and wrote a psuchos? So it's against Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna write his mezuzah stumos if Rav says to write a psuchos? That's the kasha. So lo a revach. No, the answer is when Rav said halach is like Rav Shimon Elazar, it's not that line of Rav Shimon Elazar's report that he wrote it psuchos. It's the other aspect that he left space above and below. That's what it means, like Rav Shimon Elazar, you have to leave that space. The Kama Revach, how much Revach do you have to leave above and below? Amar of Menashia Bar Yaakov, V'yamri La, Amar of Shmuel Bar Yaakov, Kemale Atva de Sifri. Like the space of Atva de Sifri. What are those? Rashi says, Gluin Eid Saduk Hanoshek Dafi Kutris, Shlo Yechpalu. Some type of clips that the Sofrim used to use to hold the Torah open when they used to write the Torah. You go to a Sofer now, you see him writing, they have it on a board, and they're held by clips. How do you keep it open so it doesn't roll? So you have to leave enough space on top that you can hold the clip in and it won't go on the words. That's as much space as you have to leave in order to be kosher. Okay, period. Just one ha'ara, we'll get to this later. Tosfos and Shabbos on Daf Ayin Tes talks about two parts of the animal's hide that's used for riding stam. That is, one was called tuchsustis, which we just had, and the other is called klaf. Klaf is the outer layer, the one that's closer to the hair, and tuchsustis is the inner layer that's closer to the flesh. The two layers, some Sifrei Kodesh, as we'll see, have to be written on the outer layer, some have to be written on the inner layer. That's tuchsustis and klaf are the two layers of skin. That's what Tosfos assumes. Other Rishonim assume other ways, but we'll go with Epshat, that tuchsustis is the inner layer, and klaf is the outer layer of the hide. Period. Omalei Abayel Rav Yosef, v'at lo tizbra d'chi omar rav arevach. Abayel says Rav Yosef, what, you don't think that when Rav said the halach is like Rav Shimon Elazar, he wasn't talking about the space, he was talking about something else? What's the havamina? V'harav islay minhaga. But Rav says, you always go like the minhag of Klal Yisrael. V'ha'izna nog alma b'stumos. And everybody does stumos in the mezuzah. So I can even suggest that when the statement was said that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Elazar, goes like psuchos, it's against the minhag. So how could you even think that that was the case? Where do you see that? Amar Rabba, Amar Kahana, Amar Rav, Im Yavo Elio V'Yomar. If Elio Anavi would come and tell us, Choltsin B'Minal, you know, for Chalitza, you're allowed to use a shoe. Shomer Lo, we'll believe him, even though we don't do that. But there's no Minak not to, so we'd believe him. Ein Choltsin B'Sandal, Ein Shomer Lo. If he comes and tells us you don't use the special sandal that the Bati Dinim used for Chalitza, we all listen to him. Shekfar Nagu Ha'am B'Sandal. Because the Amma has already been noeg with the sandal, and therefore Elio Navi doesn't have the power to come and tell us that we can't do it. Verav Yosef Amar of Kahana Amar Rav. Similar, Rav says Im Yavo Elio V'Yomar Ein Cholsin B'Minal Shomen Lo. If Elio Navi comes and says don't use a minal, we would listen to him and we wouldn't use a minal. Ein Cholsin B'Sandal Ein Shomen Lo. But if he tells us don't use a sandal, we would not listen to him. Shekfar Nagu Ha'am B'Sandal, because the Amma has already been noeg with a sandal. V'yamrina, and before we finish the raya, V'yamrina, my b'nai, what's the difference between these two statements? They both said if Elio Navi comes and tells us not to use a sandal, we won't listen. The difference is the first line. The first statement was that if he tells us to use a shoe, we'd use it. The other one says if he tells us not to use a shoe, we wouldn't use it. I'm sorry, we also would listen to it and we wouldn't use it. So what's the difference between these two statements? Mino l'chachilik ibinayu. Do we use a shoe nowadays? According to the one that says that we say, if Eliana comes and tells us not to use a shoe, we won't. Sounds like we use one now, and then we're going to listen to him and not use one. According to the one that says that we should use a shoe, we would. Sounds like we don't use a shoe now, and he's going to be machadish to us that we should use a shoe. So that's the machlokas might be, what is the minhag? What do people do now? But either way, what do you see from there? That Rav goes like the minhag, and therefore, Elolav Shmamina, Ravach Shmamina. So it must be that's true what we said, that when the statement was made above, when Rav Chananel said, in the name of Rav, the halakha like a Shimon Elazar, he must be referring to the space on top and below, but not referring to the psuchos and the stumos, because everybody does stumos nowadays. How far do you apply this, 2 points on this. How far do you apply the principle of minhag? You go by the minhag. There is a line in the Mordechai at the beginning of Baba Basra. The Mordechai says, there's Yerushalmi that says minhag mavata halakha. So what do you say? When do you apply minhag b'vata halacha? It's like what it says here. Minhag b'vata halacha, the Mordechai says, but minhag is also osios gehenim. So if one takes minhag too far, when it's against halacha, you know, when does that apply? So the beginning of Basra, the context is talking about where you put your fences in the field. So there's some flexibility. If you look though in the Meiri in Meseches Yevamos, where this comes up, the Meiri suggests that maybe we don't apply this totally outright. The Meiri says, "Dafka lagabik zera drabanan klomar shem yirtza ligzar bazeh v'leesar hachalitza midrabanan eshomin lo." Where do you say that this halacha applies? You go by the minhag. They're not going against any halacha, and the rabbanan are trying to figure out: should we make a certain gzera because we're worried about something? So if everybody is doing something and it's not leading to anything usher right now, says the Meiri, the Rabbanan don't have the power. Well, have you feel nearer lo sheish b'zechshasha yavol lachlo shalokadin ki kol shenago am ben yin echad ve'ein bochshas iser min adin ain shomalo ligzar. I don't know exactly where to apply this. But that's what the Meiri says. It's a question when the Rabbanan are trying to figure out to make Xerid Rabbanan or not. Right now, nothing wrong is being done. If something right now is being done incorrectly and wrong, then obviously they have to go off to make Xerah. But in a case where nothing's being done right now, the question is there something going to be wrong in the future? So that's what the Meiri says. Maybe it would go by the Minhag. And again, the Minhag here does not mean, oh, the Minhag is for people to go here on vacation, so therefore it must be that it's... No. What are we talking about? How do you do chalitza? Okay, that's what we're talking about here. It's not expand this to wherever we want. So how do you do chalitza? You do a shoe, you use a sandal. Okay, in that context, if you do it a certain way, you do it a certain way. If something occurs at the same... I'll give you another example. Like we mentioned two weeks ago, by Korech. Rabbi Korech, the Shulchan Aruch says, when we do Korech, we say the Lashon of Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillah. So the Mishnah Brura just leaves it, Betzarech Ian, why we say that before we eat the Korech. We should say that after we eat the Korech, because after all, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to have a hefsek between the bracha of Al Achilas Matzah until after Korech. The Shulchan Aruch says, and therefore, why? Because the Korach might be the mitzvah, so we do it matzah and then marah and then matzah marah together. And then we say, before we eat it, we say, Zech lemikdash kehillah, kenas sehillah, and we say that phrase. The Mishnah Berurah just wonders. He says, why isn't that a hefsek? Say it afterwards. You're not making a bracha now. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Luy de Bestafina, I would say to say it afterwards, and maybe there's even a mistake in the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, beferish, everybody should change their minhag. Doesn't say everybody's wrong. So that's an example of, within a mitzvah, they do it this way. So what's the answer? The answer must be, it's not called the hefsek. This is the tzarech of the korech, explaining why we do it this way. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says what he says, and that's the version of the Shulchan Aruch that we have. So there you could say, like here, right, if Elion Avi comes and tells us to do it afterwards, maybe we'd be able to say that, no, we do it before. Unless he says it's really a halachic problem. But most poskim assume that this is not. Mr. Brewer makes that ha'ara. So again, this is what the principle is. Im yavo eliyov yomar, we still would not listen to him. A separate issue is, would we ever listen to Eliyahu Hanavi if he comes and tells us a halacha? You know, isn't that like listening to sugya of heavenly intervention versus rabbinic autonomy? Right, if a bas kol goes out, right, we haven't read that Gemara in a long time, so let's just look at it again. Right, the Gemara in B'Metzia Nuntes. This is where it all starts. If the heavenly intervention tells you to follow a certain halacha, is that what we would do? We would follow? Oh, the Gemara say, oh, I'm Yav Eliyahu because it's against the Minhag. Even if it's not against the Minhag. What does the Gemara say in Tanur Shalach Noi? B'Metzia Nuntes Mabes. Remember the story? It's about chlokas about a certain barrel, whether a barrel is Tamei or Tahar. Rebbe Lazar said that it is a certain halacha and it was against all of the Rabbanan. Tana, ba'osa shah heishiv Rebbe Eliezer, kal tshuva sheba olav lo kivlu emenu. Amalai memalacha kamosi charib ze yochiach. Right, if the halacha is like me, this tree should prove. And the tree gets uprooted and flies and gets planted in another place. Arba ameos ama. Amru lo emivi in raim minacharav. Sorry, don't bring me rice from carob trees. Then he says, the water is going to prove me right. Amasamayim lacharim. Chazur amasamayim lacharim. The water starts flowing upstream. Says the Rabbanan, Vamar Lahem, right? Imivi and Rami Amasamayim. Sorry, don't bring me rice from the aqueduct. Then they said, what's going to prove me right? The walls of the base medrash will prove me right. He took us to the base of medrash, Lipol, and the walls start falling in, and Rabbi Yeshua starts screaming at the walls. Amar Lahem, Im Tamidich Achalim Menatchim Zed Zebalacha, Tem Mativchem. What are you getting involved into a machlokas that you have nothing to do with? So what the walls do, they stopped. They didn't fall down. It's covered for Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't stand up. It's covered for Rabbi Lazar. They stood there. And then Rabbi Lazar says, Min HaShemayim Yochichu. Yatza Baskal V'yamra, Malachem Eitzor Rabbi Lazar, Shehalacha Kamoso B'chol Makom. Halacha like Rabbi Lazar. What are you arguing with him for? Amad Rabbi Yeshua Aragla. Rabbi Yeshua got up on the table and said, Lo B'Shemayim. You don't follow it. So even if Eliyahu Hanavi, forget the Minhag. So generally, what does it mean, Eliyahu Hanavi, we would follow? So an answer might be what's suggested by the Maariv Chayis. Maariv Chayis suggests where brachas daf gimel. You don't have to go too far in Shas to get here. Remember the story? Gimel went off towards the bottom. Somebody went into a churva and they met Eliyahu Hanavi there. Where's the Gemara? Shlosh Dvari, he says, here it is. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Pamachas Isi Malek Paderach, Vechnasti L'Churva Achas, Mechovet Yerushalayim. I went into a dilapidated area to daven. Uba Elio Zachur Latov, Vesharmali Al Pesach. Elio Navi helped me and guarded me. Achis Yamti Tfilasi, until I finished davening. After I finished davening, Amar Li Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Vamarti Lo Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Wow. Amar Li Bini, why do you go into the Churva? I said, I went into daven. Amar li, ha'ilach alis v'al baderech. Should have davened on the road. Going into a churv is dangerous. Might have fallen down. You don't know what's in there. Maybe there are shadim in there. V'yamarti lo, misyari ha'yisi, shema yafsiku b'yevi drachim. People are going to stop me. They're going to see me davening on the road. Amar li, ha'ilach alis v'al tefilah katsara. Should have davened ashore in Shemona Esrei. Ba'osa shol, amati menu gimel dvarim. I learned three things from Eliyahu Navi. I learned that you don't go to a churv. I learned you're allowed to daven on the road. And I learned if you daven on the road, you're allowed to daven tefilah katsara. Okay, and then it goes into, what you hear in there, you hear a bas call, this is the makar of Yeshmei Rabba, Tosus quotes the Machzor Vitri, fine. Ask the Maharis Chayis, Eliyahu HaNavi? How can he teach him Torah? How do you learn anything from Eliyahu HaNavi? You know, from many sources, that, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. I think another Gemara in Bamitzia later on, by Rabbi Nachman, it's a machlok about Saras, and Yonah Dioma, and they ask, what's going on in Shemayim, and in Shemayim, there's a machlok between the Malachim and Hashem loses. The only time, the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rama Paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu held one way, and the Rama Paskins like Rabbi Nachmani, who says Tar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tamis. Look at more later on in Bava Metzia. So again, you don't learn anything from... Wrong one. We don't learn anything from a Baskel. You don't learn anything from Eliyahu HaNavi. I'll just tell you that Gemara, if you never looked at it, where it is, if you want to look at it, I think it's Ayin Vav. I gotta look it up later on. I'll find a few. In the pace. Pevav, one second. If I don't find it in a minute, we'll leave it. Pevav. Pevav of an Aleph. Right, the Mesitta called, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Tar, V'kulim Mesitta Durakhi Amri Tamei. V'yamri Man Nochach, Rabban Achmeni says Tar. I'm sorry, Rabban Achmeni passing like Hashem. Tahar, the Rabban Paskin's Tamei. The Kesef Mishnah there, with his halachas quoted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kesef Mishnah points out, he passing against God. But Lo B'Shamayim, that's what you do in this case. Anyway, so it's a big philosophical question. But the Maharis Chayis there says, how do you possibly like Eliyahu HaNavi? So says the Maharis Chayis, if Eliyahu HaNavi is giving a svara, he's not just paskening you don't know, you went through the sugya and you figured it out and Eliyahu HaNavi went against you. So that you don't listen to Eliyahu HaNavi. But if Eliyahu HaNavi is telling you something mistaver, it's just that you didn't think about it before, it's just telling you logical, so then it's fine. V'yev shalom, my dem Eliyahu, omer dina mitzah nevua, as I shayach lo b'shamayim hi. V'yei navi rashay l'chadish davar. Avalom omer milsa b'tayma, masha shama mipi chachamim acherim, as I shomim lo. Kamosh v'zina be'ervin. Sherasa shas, lo omer dahanu, shev shmaitza, Eliyahu omer, masha shama b'beis ha-medrash. If it's just learning, and it's not against anything that you figured out, so then one is allowed to go like, Eliyahu Navi there is not being mechadish there. One can say he's just being megala. Be megala what the halacha is, not being mechadish anything, which would be inappropriate. Okay, there's a lot more here, but maybe I'll have a separate shiur on that at some point. I don't think there's going to be a Tuesday night shiur this week, Erev Pesach, but Wednesday will be the Haggadah shiur, but we will, Be'ez Hashem, have a shiur about these topics at some point. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, how could Rav suggest that you make the psuchos, right, the minhag is make it stumos? So that's what we said, fine. It must be that the halacha that we said is only going on the other part of the statement of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but the halacha is you write stumos. Next. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak has a different answer, fifth to last skinny line. How do you put together Rav Huna's story of Rav Huna used to make stumos and the statement of Rameyer that psuchos? Mitzvah lasos and stumos. It's a mitzvah to make the ones of the mezuzah stumos. The avdinu psuchos daper dami. But if you did psuchos, in the end, it is okay. Bidi eved. It's okay. Bidi eved. Umay stu psuchos to come. Reb Shimon Elazar af psuchos. And what does it mean when Reb Shimon Elazar says that he used to make psuchos? It means even psuchos. You should try to make stumos. That's lachanchila. But if you made him stumos, it is okay. Period. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Now we're switching from Yaradeya to Arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch in Lamed Beis Lamed Vav. Lamed Beis Lamed Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yaseh kol parshioseh ha-psuchos. So what about tefillin? This was mezuzah. Mezuzah stumos lachadchilam psuchos b'di'eved. That's what the Gemara said. What about tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, make all the parshios psuchos except for the last one. Whatever, we'll get to the order later. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. That's Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, what the order is of the Parshios. So says the Shulchan Aruch, whatever the first three are, make them psuchos, except for the last one, Haksuva Batora Shehi Vahaya Im Shamawa Sheyasena Stuma. First three are psuchos, and the fourth one is stuma. Vimshina pasul, and if you're mishana, it is pasul. And then the Rama says, some are machshir, all of them psuchos, ubebedinos elu noagim af parshis vayim shemoa, broshita kashar parshis. The Rama, you have to know the Rama in Yerodea, what he's talking about here. The Rama says, you go like the Rambam, Psuchas, or the beginning of a line. So here the Minhag is to write even Vayim Shemoa as a Pasuch. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah points out, just two Ha'aras, that is number one, we're talking about Tefillin Shel Yad here. Tefillin Shel Rosh, they're all on four separate klafim. So nothing to talk about, really. You just write at the beginning of the klaf. But when it comes to the Tefillin Shel Yad, where it's all on one klaf, That's what we're talking about by tefillin. Ratzel lamar, we had tefillin shel yad. Hov he nechtovus b'klaf echad v'shach b'em psucha v'stuma. And he talks about what that is. Avol tefillin shel rosh, sheh parshios nechtovim al dalad klafim, ein lahakbid bohen psuchas v'stumos. I would have said, just write it all at the beginning. No, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, just whatever you want, just write it on the klaf. Ach nogu lechadchilo lahakbid b'zeva. Lechadchilo is to start at the beginning of a line as well. Kein kasvu ha'achronim. Then he quotes in the Prima Gadim, in the Bir Halacha, whether that's really, really true or not. Whether that's really true or not. Okay, there's more here, but we will continue. Says the Gemara Vayter, Lema Messiah, let's try to prove that this is true. That by a mezuzah, Yochadchila, you should write it stumos, but if you write it psuchos in the end, it's okay too. Why could you say bo, sefer Torah shebalo, but tefillin shebalo, if a sefer Torah or tefillin get worn out? Ein osen mehen mezuzah. You don't take them to make a mezuzah out of. Why? And that's why you cannot make a Torah into tefillin. You can't make tefillin into a mezuzah because moridin bakodesh. Ha moridin, but what's the diak? If there wouldn't be a problem of malin bakodesh vein moridin, if you'd be able to morid, then it sounds like you would be able to use these parshios. Osin, amai, hachastumos v'hachapsuchos. But why were you able to do that? In the Torah, they're sasum. In the mezuzah, they are pasuach. It must be, like we just said, it's only din l'chadchilu to make them sasum, but with the evidence, you can make them pasuach. Isn't this a raya? Answer, dilma l'hashle. Maybe it's no raya. Maybe the point is you'd cut it out. So it wouldn't be... pasuach or sasim? You cut out some part of the Torah that you need, but not that it would be one that would be a sasim. It would be a pasuach in a place where it used to be a sasim. That's what Rashi says. Doma hadzakinan hamorid and osin shib chasra mitfilin mezuzah. Right, osin to mitfilin mezuzah im chasra. If you're missing a little bit, you'd use it. You wouldn't be able to use the entire parsha. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we'll get back to some sofer about this line. Let's continue though first. Homo reedin osin, but one second. If we would hold that there's a concept that you're allowed to be morid in Kedusha, you would make it, there would be no other problems relating from Torah and tefillin to mezuzah, batanya. Halach l'roshi misinai, tefillin ala klaf, u'mezuzah al duch sustis. Tefillin, according to what we said before from Tosfos and Shabbos, tefillin is written on the outside layer of the hide, and mezuzah is written on the inside layer of the hide. Klaf b'makam basar, and the klaf that's used for the tefillin is written on the basar. What does that mean? But on the inner side of the outer layer, right? The klaf is the outer layer. That's what you use for tefillin. But which side of the outer layer do you use? Do you use the outer layer or the inner layer of that piece? So, klaf, you use the inner layer that's closer to the flesh. Tuchsustis, makam seir. And tuchsustis you use on the outer side of the tuchsustis, the side that's closer to the hair. Question mark. So how can you suggest that you're going to use, say, for Torah and tefillin to make a mezuzah? Besides this sasum pasuah problem, you have the type of or that you use. You use different or for tefillin and mezuzah. Answer, l'mitzvah, that's only l'chadchila. But the Eved, it's all okay. I v'hatanya shina pasul. We have a brisa that says, if you're mishane pasul, bitvillin. No, it's only the other way. If you use the mezuzah, if you use duchsustis for tefillin, that's pasul. If you use klaf for mezuzah, that's okay. So we're still saved. You can use whatever you want for mezuzah, but the Eved. I v'hatanya shina bein bazeh pasul. I know, we have a brisa that says beferish, if you switch either way. So the Gemara again says, no, either way only means either way within tefillin. Idi betefillin. They're both talking about either way. It's talking about whatever you switched. The hod de kasvinu aklaf b'makam sehar. One is the place where you use the cloth. You use cloth, you use exactly what you were supposed to use, but you wrote it on the outer side and not the inner side like you were supposed to. The ha de kasvinu aduchsustis b'makam basar. Or you use the wrong thing. Tuchsustis, use the inner layer of the hide, b'makam basar, even if you wrote it on the inner side of that, which is what you were supposed to do with the cloth, but the boat's referring to tefillin. But again, so far, what do we say? We still are able to say that mezuzah is okay with the Eved no matter what. If you use the sefer Torah or tefillin for mezuzah, it is still it is still okay. So the Gemara says, four more lines, V'ibayis eima shina bazeh bazeh. Or the other answer you could say is that Nechinam is talking about mezuzah, but it's a machlokas tanoim. Tanoi hi de tanya. Shina bazeh bazeh pasul. Rebbe, we'll go with our gear, so. Rebbe acha machshe mishum Rebbe achoi. Rebbe chanina. The Amri Lam is made Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanina. Period. So Machlokas Tanam is about Machlokas Tanam, whether you would be able to use Duchsustis or Klaf. What do you? Well, I guess for Mezuzah you'd be able to use Klaf instead of Duchsustis or switch the order. Machlokas would be switch which side you would do it on. That is a Machlokas Tanam, and therefore what we said before, the Diuk that we said without the issue of Morida, would you be able to use it? That is a Machlokas Tanam. There is a question that Chassam Sofer deals with, and that is there a difference between something that was kosher and then got rubbed out versus something that was written problematic in the first place? That's his shita. There was somebody who asked him a question that he thought that there should be a difference. The Alkarin Lechalik Sefer Torah Shebala Kfar Haya Kodesh Shuvlo Pakak Tushasala Olam. If you have a Sefer Torah that was kosher, that got rubbed out, that's what you can't use for tefillin or mezuzah going down in Kedusha. So it already have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Mashaikik Sefer Torah Chaser V'yeser Betchilas Ksivaso. If it was never perfect, Lo Nachis Alav Kedusha Sefer Torah Me'olam. Ela Chumashin as a status of a Chumash, meaning one lower level. Umutar La'asos Mimena Mezuzah V'udin L'katis Gilyonosav L'tikun Sefer Torah Shalem. That's what some suggested. Chassam Sofer argues. Chassam Sofer says, what? Apostle Sefer Torah? You keep it in the Aron. Apostle Sefer Torah also has Kedusha. So what? That it was written as a Sefer Torah. So it's Apostle Sefer Torah. But just because it's Apostle Sefer Torah doesn't mean it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Of Ivra, Eshtomei Malamara, Heichan Motza, Shemutu Lassus Mezuzah, Mi Sefer Torah, Shenechta, Mi Tchila, Bachasa, V'yaser, Ulachalik. The Chiddush is, even if it got rubbed out, and now it's not chazi for its mitzvah anymore, I feel lilmo botinokos, because there are mistakes in there, still you're not allowed to use it. Right, so that's what he says. It's this Gemara, Machlokas, when we say we can't use Sefer Torah for mezuzah, for tefillin, do we say, which direction do you say? With the questioner of the Chassam Sofer, that it only applies if it was a Sefer Torah that got rubbed out bedafka. But if it never was a good Sefer Torah, then of course, then you can use it. Chassam Sofer says, no, it's the opposite. The opposite. This Chiddush is here, if it's got totally rubbed out, that it's not really usable anymore, some parts of it. Still, that's the Chiddush. It still has Chiddush Sefer Torah, and you're not allowed to use it. Then he quotes our Gemara to try to bring a Raya, but that is an important Chassam Sofer, Yaradeya, Simen Reish Ayin Tes. Reish Ayin Tes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, a new topic. New related topic. Homa Reedin Osin, same type of diak. What, again, if we would have said Moridin Bakodesh would be allowed, so then you would be able to make it into a Sefer Torah Mizazur Tfilin Osin. There's another problem. Vaya Baye Sirtut. You have to be Mesartate. Mesartate is the marking. If you have a look in the Sefer Torah, there are the indentations where the Sofer makes lines so that he'll know, Pashtus is, he'll know, be able to make right straight. He makes the lines, just like we have lines on paper, right? So to the same, Lahavdil, but Sefer Torah has lines. The only difference is, those lines are on top of the letters. Our lines, we write on top of the lines. When you have a line, you write, and we make it as, so all the words continue on the line. In the Sefer Torah, the Sirtut is done above. The letters are under the Sirtut. So you use it just in the opposite way, but it's a similar idea. That's the ultimate reason for Sirtut, to keep straight, even though it's a lot more conceptual. We'll talk about it in a minute. That Sirtut takes upon itself, even without that. What if a Sofer knows he could write perfectly straight? He could have a ruler, whatever it is. He still needs Sirtut. Hamaridino sinva by a Sirtut. So how can you say that you could just take, even if you're more by Kedusha, that you need Sirtut? Amar Rav Binyomi bar Chilkiya, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav Kol Mezuzah She'ena Musur Tetes Psula. Any mezuzah that is done of Sirtut is possible. Rav Binyomi bar Chilkiya Didei Amar Sirtut Shal Mezuzah Lach Moshe B'Sinai. So you're going to need Sirtut. So how can you say you'd be able to use it? Because Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut. The Gemara's question is, so how could you be able to use Tefillin for Mezuzah? So again, you have the problem besides the Moridin issues. So the Gemara again says Tanoihi. Maybe it's a machlokas Tanoim about Sirtut. The Tanya, Birmi Amar Mishum Rabbeinu, Tefillin Mezuzas Nechtava Shalom Nechsav. Tefillin Mezuzah, you're allowed to write without copying from another one. Unlike Sefer Torah, which you have to copy one from the other, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, you don't have to. We'll get to why in a second. V'yesricha sirtut. And the Tanakhama here says you don't need sirtut by tefillin or mezuzah. V'hilchasa tefillin, lo by sirtut, mezuzah by sirtut. We pass that tefillin does not need, and mezuzah does need. It does need sirtut. V'idi nechtav ha'shalom and aksav, but they both don't need to be copied. My taima, migras grisin, because everybody learns them. Tefillin and mezuzah, you know those parshias. Shema v'ayah, kadosh v'ek v'yachah, we know those. That's why Sofer is not worried that a Sofer is going to make a mistake. There's no din of having to write it from something else. Period. Two important points. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva. Simen Nun. Kiva Eger Simen Nun has a tshuva where he talks about sirtut. For isi miksasam a sirtut akum ma'od. I found people who did a crooked sirtut. And vashuras nechtavim meyushar beit sirtut lesirtut. I saw that there was crooked sirtut, but the rows were fine. The letters were fine. Is that possible to Torah? That's his question. For Rashi Osios Meruchakos Harbi Lamata Measirtut Upasalti Osam. I said it was puzzle. Delo Mikri Sirtut. Kivan Den Nechtavim Kesedra Sirtut. No, not correct Sirtut is not Sirtut. Velo Samach Lesirtut. Vishol HaSofer Osi. And then the Sofer asked me, Imish Takana Lesartet Ata. Vela Asos HaSirtut De Brashi Ashuras. Okay, I'll do Sirtut now. Can you do Sirtut after you wrote? Right, what is this asking? Is sirtut, what's the lumpness of the question? Does sirtut not now have a mind of its own? Is sirtut purely there to help you write straight? So then, of course, you have to write it beforehand. And if you wrote it with crooked sirtut, so maybe it will be kosher even. But he says it's possible, because you need to have done the sirtut. But if you didn't? So says Rav Kiva Eger, no. You can't fill it in afterwards. You know what the raya is? Our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara, what was the question? How could you use tefillin for mezuzahs? Tefillin doesn't require sirtut, and mezuzah does require sirtut, so put in sirtut when you could use it for the mezuzah. What's the big deal? Says Rav Eger, you know, you see from our Gemara, you can't do that. You can't put in sirtut afterwards. Sirtut has to be done beforehand. Right, he brings another raya from, there's a Yerushalmi, but anyway, he says, Al Kopanim, he says, but he's done to do sirtut achar ksivan, you're borrowed lo mahani. Mikoch haraya anal, based on the raya that I brought. Gami loshan a rambam, ba shulchan aruch, shekasvim v'mo sirte psula, it sounds like you can't do sirtut afterwards. They don't need, leave any room to doing sirtut afterwards. That's Rav Kiva Eger. What's the one? This, so the Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of the Masorah journals in Chelek Ches, they make bracha also a little bit in tefillin and siman aleph, says that sirtut is a din in ksiva. In lamdas. This is the part of the definition of writing. And if it's part of the definition of writing for a Sefer Torah, so then it has to be done in the time that you wrote. Once you wrote it incorrectly, so then it's not, you can't add on something afterwards. You can't add on. It's a definition of the maisa ksiva. And if it's definition of the maisa ksiva, finally the sirtut udin b'ksiva. Right, so that's why you can't add it on afterwards. And then he quotes from Reb Chaim, the tefillin of Reb Chaim, lo hayu mesurtatin. He was machmir for a sheet of Tosis that says it's usher to be mesarti tefillin. To kibosha be mezuzah by yisirtut, kibosha yishlach mosh besinah she tefillin asurin mesirtut. But Reb Moshe Soloveitchik noag lesarti kol michta shalo. Gemara Gittin talks about whenever you write Torah, whenever you write a couple of psukim. So he was mesarti whenever he used to write letters. So nowadays, nobody ever writes a letter anymore. But in the Alta Yor, in the Alta Haim, right, when they used to write letters by hands, they used to write, so these how much are you machmir to be misarti whenever you write a couple of psukim? When you write a couple of psukim. Typing, right, you don't have to lahor, don't do sirtut for typing. Now we type and we print it out. That's not my saksiva. Maybe for Shabbos it is, but it's not my saksiva that requires sirtut. But that's what he was medayik. Okay, anyway, that's some of the issues related to sirtut. You know how to do sirtut afterwards. That's the Shuvah of Kiva Eger. Lumdus behind that. And the Gemara ends off Lamaskana that tefillin does not require sirtut. And there's a day in Tosfos not here that says it's also to do sirtut, and mezuzah does require sirtut. Good. How could there be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Another issue that comes up here. The Rambam says there can never be a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Here's another example. Add this to the kashas on the Rambam. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chelbo. Rabbi Chelbo again says, what do you saw Rav Huna doing? Anoch hazisei l'Rav Huna deba'i l'meisav apurya the Sefer Torah aleha. He has that on the side. Rav Huna wanted to sit down on a bed, but there was a Sefer Torah on the bed. So what did he do? The kaflakada ara, he found a jug, he turned the jug upside down, for anachale Sefer Torah, and he put the Sefer Torah on it. He didn't want to sit down on the same level as the Sefer Torah. For hadayos vibamita, then he sat down on the bed. kesavar. So why did I learn from there? Says Rabbi Chalba, who saw Rav Huna do this. Aser leishiv agabi mita she sefer Torah munachalei. You're not allowed to sit down on the same level that the Sefer Torah is. Upliga the Rabbi Rachana, l'chori argues the Rabbi Rachana, the Rabbi Rachana, Rabbi Yochanan, mutu leishiv al gabi mita Sefer Torah munachalei. You're allowed to. You're allowed to sit down on the same bench. And if you want to say, no, Ma'aser Rabbi Elazar Shai Yoshev Al Amita, there was a story of Rabbi Elazar, and he sat on the bed, and he realized that a Sefer Torah was sitting on it, and he quickly went and sat on the floor, and it was as if he had bitten by a snake. He was so upset. What do you see? So you see from there that you're not allowed to. He was always so upset. No, Hasam Sefer Torah Gabi Karakahavi. The Sefer Torah was on the ground. That's why he was so upset. He went to the ground, but the Sefer Torah was on the ground, and you got the story a little bit wrong. And that's why he was so upset. We'll start tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, with a discussion of Sefer Torah on the floor, Sefer Torah Shenafal, where it says about fasting and up. But before we finish, the halacha of sitting on a place where a Sefer Torah is. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya, Simen, Reish, Pei, Bei, Siv, Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Before we do that, the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, and Dibur HaSefer Aser Leishev, so you gotta put something, you gotta put it on something. You gotta put the Torah or Svarim on something. 2 days in the Yerushalmi. You have to be a Tefach or a Kol Shehu. Right, 2 days in Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Leishev, Agabe, Alamita, Shesefer Torah, Leha, the Rishach says, right, lahachmir, that you put it on something that's 10 tefachim, but b'di'eved, that's only midas chasidus, really a tefach is good enough. And then the Rama adds, v'kol shekei she'asa l'nicha gabi karka, v'odin shar svarim, even shar svarim, v'yafilo ala madregos, she'osin l'fnei aron ha'kodesh, asur l'haniach svarim. So you have steps going up to the aron, so people put stuff on the steps. No, that's the floor! Don't put it on your legs. People should be careful with the covet of the Sefer Torah. The Shaila, the Taz already says, you can't sit on a place where there is a Sefer Kodesh, but I'll read it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, right, we have this, what happens if you have benches, and under the benches is place for the person sitting behind you to put the books, to put the Svarim. And now you're sitting on Svarim. So most benches have just behind. So that's okay. It's a wood in the middle. But is there any issues? That's the, right? Sometimes you have some shuls that you have the benches underneath. Where are you going to put the Siddurim? So underneath the person sitting in front. So it comes out that they're sitting. You never think about it. They're sitting on Svarim. So is that appropriate? So Benir Ali says, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aminag, Shenagu Atalasos, Argazim, Bahamakomos, Beis HaKnesses, Sheyoshim Malayim, Havik Ki'ilu Eno Miyucha Lekach Bilvad, Avavisha Argaz, Rak Latzia Shem Tfilin, Vesvarim, Mikol Makom, HaPesach HaElyon, Shezeo Daf, Sheyoshim Alav, Hari Rasoi LiYeshiva. No, it's made to sit on. So it's like a Tznai, Mi'ikar Adin, that it's made to sit on if that's not called a Bizayin. The culture gain, and surely if there's a halal tefach, ara tefillin, if in the space between where the item is and to the top, there's a tefach, which is a couple of inches, right? So then, of course, it's okay, because that's considered a rishus b'fnei atzmo. Also comes up on airplanes. Are you allowed to put svarim in the back underneath the person seated for it? They're sitting on it. You have to put the svarim on top. You have to put it underneath. So again, you'd have the same heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, because it's made to sit on. It's made to sit on. Then he talks about standing for a Sefer Torah, standing when the Sefer Mikra Din, you don't have to stand when the Aron is open. We do. He says, because we do, so then it's Parshman HaSibur if you don't. But he says that's, but really, you only have to stand when the Torah is moving. Okay, anyway, we'll stop here. Ketusha Sefer Torah, and we'll start tomorrow with a discussion of Sefer Torah Shenafal, and we'll get into more halachas of Tefillin and Sefer Torah, mezuzahs, really, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a mezuzah day, in terms of where to hang it, various halachas of how to hang it, halachas of mezuzah.